Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for September 19th, 2019. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. Well, South Korea is now the ninth Asian country to find itself with a positive test for African swine fever. The pigs that tested positive for the disease were located near the border with North Korea, which has been ASF positive since May. The South Korean agriculture minister says the country's first case of the highly contagious disease was confirmed on Tuesday. Officials ran tests on five pigs that died at a farm just miles south of the North Korean border. South Korean government is making a stronger effort to disinfect farms and transport vehicles. The government also ordered a 48-hour standstill in all pig farms, slaughterhouses, and feed mills across the country to help prevent the disease from spreading any further. National Pork Board Director of Swine Health Programs, Dr. Patrick Webb, outlines the latest cases.
African swine fever continues to spread, and now we are getting reports out of South Korea, that they indeed have two cases of African swine fever on pig farms in the northern part of South Korea, just right up on the border with North Korea, which we already knew was positive. So this is concerning for our friends in Korea.
Negotiators from the U.S. and China will gather in Washington, D.C. this week to resume trade talks in an attempt to reach a long-term agreement. Rod Bain from the USDA has more.
U.S. and Chinese trade negotiators are scheduled Thursday to resume talks in Washington, D.C., the first in-person talk since earlier this summer, in hopes of crafting an agreement and de-escalating trade tensions between the two nations. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue, speaking Wednesday at the United Fresh Produce Conference in Washington, D.C., noted.
It's good news that China's coming back to town, that we are continuing to talk about that. We know they need agricultural products. They import from all around the world, and we want them to be a good customer, but we want them to play by the rules that everyone else has to play by.
This week's talks are expected to set the stage for high-level U.S.-Chinese trade negotiations early in October. Recently, both our country and China have delayed issuing additional retaliatory tariffs against the other. It hopes this new round of discussions can create progress towards a potential trade deal. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
North Dakota Senator John Hovind on Wednesday announced that Taiwan is going to be purchasing $3.6 billion worth of U.S. agriculture products across 2020 and 2021.
The good news is that Taiwan has agreed to purchase more than $3.6 billion worth of ag products from the United States. That includes beef, wheat, corn and soybeans, and product from North Dakota. So this is good news. It's helpful to our farmers, but we need to get more of these kind of agreements in place.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture.